Right, okay. If Arsenal were a penis, what would they be?
BBC.
BBC? Mm-hmm. Big Black Cock? Or British Broadcasting Company?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Able to go pretty much anywhere, yeah. anytime. You know, comes at 10 p.m. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Strong?
Yeah, sometimes can't finish, but he'll go down on you. And he's always got a bottle of water.
Aww.
At the side of the bed, yeah.
Mm.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of penis that I want to marry. A good 10 inches.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by... Full name Arabella Mia, right?
Correct.
But I can call you Bella.
Yeah, you can call me Bella.
Yeah. Is that your preferred?
Yeah. It's just easier to say. Mm. Arabella's a bit of a mouthful. Mm. Like, just a little bit. But yeah. It's usually me that has my mouth full.
Yeah. So, so I've heard. Yeah.
So we'll just go with Bella.
Yeah. So, what do you do? Are you on the internet, perchance?
Oh, mate, I'm all over the internet. Yeah, literally, so I've heard. Like cheeks spread and everything.
Yes,
like you'll see me doing everything everywhere all the time.
And you've like had, I mean, I've seen recently you've had some famous kind of penises.
Yeah, I went all out. My caliber of men is just insane. No, so I went out to the US last year.
Mm.
And I was lucky enough to work with Dredd. And then
who's like really big, right?
Huge. Okay. If nobody's heard of Dredd, like he is one of those people that like you would expect it that if I sat down it would come out of my mouth. So
it
basically did, you know. Yeah. It was a lot. But then
it
was horrible. I had to go to the hospital after.
No.
Yeah,
fuck
I got
off.
I wasn't paying American prices to go to the doctor, Jesus Christ. Right. I got home and I was like, I think I have a severe UTI. And then they were like, nah, you're just torn, babe. And I was like, it's like actually a baby's arm. Like, it's actually awful. But you know what? Just a little bit of like biology.
Yeah.
Women do open up when they do their thing.
Yeah.
So it's just the after bit that will hurt a bit, but that's not sexy anymore. The mood's gone. Mm. It's like post nut clarity, but it hurts. Mm. It's great. Yeah. But I love Dredd. He was really nice. And then I worked with Adam and Lena on Pug Talk. That was great. I've been a fan of Lena since I was like my first boyfriend loved her. So I messaged him and been like, guess who I'm working with today?
Yeah.
and then I was so lucky I got Jason Love as well.
Yes.
So that was so random as well. Like I don't even know how I got his number or anything like that. But I was like, I've got one day left. I was like, give me your penis now. Like I need it. So yeah, then we did that, and we did it in my Arsenal shirt. So
yeah, so you're the Arsenal girl.
Yeah, Arsenal.
Many have tried to be one, but you are the one.
Yeah, literally. There's like anybody else who's tried to make it happen. You literally can't make it happen.
You
like,
can't. Because they pop up on Twitter a lot, don't they?
Oh yeah, I've seen.
Yeah. But they're not.
They're
plants.
The industry plants are funny as hell.
Yeah.
Like, it's all run by a very specific person.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Like, apparently it's Astrid Wett. Allegedly. Like, I'm not actually, like, you know, as far as I'm aware, allegedly, Astrid Wett's boyfriend runs a group of football girls. And they all do the same thing, you know, like take the piss out of tragedies or try and ride up the fans and things like that. And allegedly... it doesn't work very well anymore, so you got to know your stuff. Like,
do you think, would you do the boxing?
I'm actually training to do boxing right now.
I think that would be a good matchup. You and Astrid.
It would be, but she's too small and she picks her fights as well.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally flatten her. Like, I think that's the problem is that I couldn't go down to 50 kg.
Mm.
Like, my bum is way too big for that.
You've got the arsenal.
Yeah, literally.
So, yeah.
And it just doesn't go away. Mm. Like, I've been training hard for like 6 months.
Really?
I haven't really. I've got abs. When I don't eat.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, the hips and everything, they just stay.
Do you think you could beat me up?
100%. Did you want me to?
So now we're going to have a fight.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. No, yeah, I think I would be, yeah, I think I would be really easily beatable though, generally.
Yeah.
I think I would maybe like, if I had to like call someone out, I would maybe fight. Well, so I've got kind of beef with General G.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he came on my podcast.
Did he?
But then he tried to rinse me for money.
Oh, why? What did he want?
Like 500 quid.
What, to come and sit on the podcast?
No, after he'd been on the podcast, he was like, send me 500 quid.
What for?
Nothing. He said expenses.
Oh, yeah, no, it's probably HS, isn't it? Because HS runs.
No, that was when they were falling out.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so... And I was like, no. So I think, and he recently got beaten by Medine.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I could take on General G.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I reckon you could just do it with words, though. Like, yeah. Like, you don't need to, like, involve the fist.
Yeah. Like. Maybe. Yeah. Just sort of, yeah, just slam with the.
Yeah, you should have a, have you, I did a booty slapping competition on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and oh. That was a, that's a pretty good
go
way
check
to
it
hash
out, guys.
It out. Yeah, it's a pretty good way to hash it out.
Yeah. Right? So, can, so me and General G just slap each other's asses.
Just see how far it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General G, this is a call out. Are you prepared to slap my ass? I'll slap your ass. Let's see who wins.
Whoever wins gets 500 quid.
Yes. Yeah. You might finally get that 500 quid, mate.
Oh my
but
god.
I won't give it up
that's,
easy.
Yeah, that's actually that's crazy. The thing is though, is that I think some influencers are like that. I reached out to an influencer to do a YouTube video and she tried to charge me like $3,500 just to have her there, and I was like, I could just do it on its own.
Are you gonna say who that is or not?
No.
It
was a random, it was a horse riding girl.
Oh,
yeah, okay, no, right. It's because so I do this thing on YouTube as well called Bella Tries. So I try loads of different stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually haven't done something like that in a little while, for a hot minute, because I've been sticking to all the Arsenal stuff. But I wanted to do like trying horse riding.
Yeah.
So I asked this influencer if she would do it, and she came back with this price, and I was like, just to have you there. I was like, okay. I was like, I think it will do fine on its own. Like,
yeah.
Because I think she only had like 300k on TikTok or something.
Yeah.
So
because also,
like...
also it's really hard to get followers over from TikTok to YouTube. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Like it, just because someone has a lot of followers on TikTok doesn't mean their YouTube video will get a lot of views.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. But oh no, I didn't go back to the caliber of penis that I was
that
was literally only the start of it.
So and now your standards are like,
yeah, I went back to the porn awards in January. Met a lovely man called Kieran Lee.
I think I've heard of him.
He's a Derby fan. And we obviously hit it off right away because we both know about football. And then he introduced me to a lovely man called J-Mac.
Right. I think I might have heard of him as well. Yeah.
I think everyone's heard of him. He's he's very good at what he does.
And did you do them both separately?
Oh yes, separately. Yeah, okay. They just wouldn't do it together. But I did come. So I was supposed to work with somebody else. It was like I was doing tour at a hotel when I was in Vegas. So I went to work with Kieran, got an Uber back to my hotel, and then he texted me going, "Oh, do you want to work with J-Mac?" And I was like, "Absolutely." He goes, "Come back then right now, otherwise he's going to go to bed." I was like, "Fuck." So then I'm like running, like getting in the Uber to go back. I fell asleep with a Kit Kat in my hand afterwards. Saw them the next day. And I was like, "Oi, did you, I said, you kissed me after he did the business in my mouth. So like you two are blood brothers." Do you know what I mean?
Cum brothers.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So soggy, you took biscuit lovers. Kieran Lee and J-Mac in the same day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I took Kieran in the arse and then J-Mac went in the front.
How did you feel the next day? How were your holes?
They were actually fine. I was pumped. Yeah, I was pumped.
Oh my god!
No, I had such a good time. I was literally like, because like I don't know, because they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
I think that's what I love. I've had collabs in the UK where it just hasn't gone very well, and like it's very awkward and like not even like that, but it's just not very professional. Do you know what I mean? Or they don't know what they're doing, or the camera angles are wrong, and I just get really stressed out with stuff like that. So it was great. And then who else did I work with in Vegas? Oh, an Australian guy called Gabriel Trigger. And then there somebody else. I don't know. Don't know, but I just got to work with Manuel Ferreira, so that that made my life.
Yeah,
he was calling me a prostitute in French. It was great.
What's that then? What is prostitute?
I can't remember. So like, I can't remember what it is, but for, I can really understand broken French, but I can't speak it.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like, kind of half offended and half like, what's going on? Because I'm like, I know that means prostitute. You're saying it to my face, and there's no one else here, so. Is that me?
I sat with a French guy the other day and he was like, oh, putain. And putain. It means like, oh, fuck. But yeah, I thought he was saying like, oh, poutine, you know, which is like chips and cheese and gravy in like Canada. And I was like, poutine.
Nice. Poutine.
Am I making you think about,
yeah.
No, but well, I mean, you've got some impressive holes then. You can do, I think I'm like one of, if not the worst porn creators ever, because I can't deep throat.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't have a gag reflex. Should I tell you how you can actually get past that?
Okay, how?
Right, okay. This is not the sign for domestic violence, by the way, guys. Okay. I got this last time I tried to tell someone to do this and everyone's like, is she okay? I'm fine and I'm not I feel empathy for people who've gone through that. I'm not trying to take the piss out of it. This is genuine. Okay, so basically you put your thumb in here and then go like that and squeeze and then you can stick it down the back of your throat.
Wait, so it's easier when you're holding your thumb because your brain's focusing on it. Wow, that's weird. Wow, that's weird. Yeah, no, because I would take like the COVID test and I'd be like,
oh no, the COVID tests are horrible.
Though. Yeah, and then I like can barely do anal, and then I can't take much in the front either, really. Well, so I'm kind of pretty bad at my job.
I can't take much in the front. I mean, with dread, I had to use like fisting lube.
Right. Is that like heavy duty lube?
Like constant, like actual like shreds of it. Like, because I tried to do it up the bum first because I thought it makes so much more sense because your colon's bigger.
Right.
Because you know the inside of your body has like a wall with your vagina, and that's why it hurts, like the cervix. So I was like, maybe anal would be better. And just went to go put it in and I was like, get out.
Oh my gosh.
I don't, I'm not really like a huge anal fan. Like nothing like too crazy, but I don't know. If I'm in the mood, I'll do it. With consent, obviously. Yeah. Don't just like stick it in there.
Yeah, that is, some men don't, ask first.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least give it a knock or something.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck me, that is impressive. Yeah. How many inches is dread? He's like, what?
So when I was with him, he said that it was 13.5, and then it was like 8 inches girth or something.
If that makes you an athlete, pretty much, I would say.
That's actually like the Usain Bolt of penises.
And if you
And he has so many fans as well. Like, you would be surprised how many men love big dicks. Like, in a gay way. Like, I'm not calling them gay, but I am. Because I have never seen somebody with so many fans who love hearing about women in pain. Like, it's actually crazy. They're like, go on, just tell me how much it hurt. I'm like, I don't know, maybe you should buy his dildo and stick up your ass and tell me how it feels.
That's true, because you can buy his, like, dildo. Yeah. So, guys, guys at home, if you want to know what Bella went through, buy a dread dildo at home, try sticking it in your ass, see what happens.
I'm literally the number one promoter of his dildos.
Yeah. Yeah, you should get a commission.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Give me that 5%.
Yeah.
10.
So, yeah. Leave a comment down below. Let us know how it goes. But yes. So, football. You support Arsenal, I think they're called.
Arsenal. I'm an Arsenal fan. This is... I did a scene with Brazzers when I was in LA a couple of weeks ago, and they tried to get me to take off the necklace because they thought it was to do with the Royal Artillery, and you can't do promotion on Brazzers. I was like, absolutely not.
No.
It's actually an Arsenal.
You've got to see my cheeks get slapped with this necklace.
Literally, I was like, I'm literally promoting Arsenal Football Club, even though they're ran by Dubai, but you know.
True. Yeah, I didn't think of that. But like, so I don't know anything about football. I guess if I was to support a team, I'd probably be like Watford, because that's like I'm from Hertfordshire, so like, are Watford good?
No.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of anything from Watford for a while.
Yeah. They've got I don't even know what they've got. They've got nothing.
A football team.
They've got a football
team. They've got a pitch and a team.
That's what they basically. And I think they wear a lot of yellow.
I thought they were black for some reason. Shirts, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like, if that gets clipped, I swear
same,
to God.
Same with yellow. I mean, yeah. Shirts, not, yeah. But yeah, so I don't know much about like the different teams, right?
Mm.
But of course, being a pair of slags like we are, yeah, you know, one thing we do know is penis.
Oh yeah.
And that's something I know.
Really good at that.
Yeah, I see a lot of penises.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my job. So can you tell me, like, if you were to describe some of the football teams as penises, how would you describe them to me?
Okay, do you want to go like the most popular ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got, do you know what they are?
Tottenham?
This girl's brought up Tottenham whilst there's an Arsenal fan sitting next to her.
Oh, is that bad?
That's bad. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what the penis is like and I'll tell you. That's right. How you'll know that they'll play. It's, you know, when men have that condition where it never fully develops into an actual adult penis, it just stays a child one forever.
Right, yeah.
It's like that.
So that's what Tottenham would be if they had a penis.
But no. But it would be a normal man-sized one, but the balls never grew.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like little grapes.
Yeah. And then you literally just see a woman and you just spunk everywhere. That would be Tottenham as a penis.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so they're like sort of inept, sort of, would you say?
Yeah, they just get battered everywhere they go.
Right, okay, and they just sort of come too fast.
Yeah. Okay. They do too much. Mm-hmm. They do too much and don't get enough. But like, okay. they're the type of guy, like, you know those, the guys who try and overcompensate with personality?
Mm-hmm.
With the tiny penis.
Okay, yeah. They got that small dick syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So you think it's big and then you go down there and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's see it. Let's go for another one, Kat.
What about Man United?
Man United. I reckon it's a strong 4.5.
Okay.
But and like a little bit thick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, it does the job, but it's not always the best option.
Okay.
Yeah. So when in comparison to like its older brother, City, Manchester City, that's like, you know, he's the younger brother of the guy with the big penis who gets all the women.
Oh, so Manchester City fuck better than Manchester United?
They don't fuck better, but they fuck. They fuck a lot because the penis is big. So Man United has their small penis, nice energy, boyfriend dick sort of thing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice and friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes he comes a bit fast, but he'll go again or maybe eat your pussy. Do you know what I mean? And then, but just to soften the blow. But then the older brother, City, he slings it around, doesn't really know what he's doing and can kind of like buy his way through life.
Mm. Would any of them have any sort of diseases or?
I'd probably say City probably have chlamydia two or three times and they just buy some antibiotics every couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah. When they get something, they do something wrong and then they have to just buy their way out of it.
Yeah.
Like the same with the antibiotics. It's a little bit of clap here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Liverpool?
Liverpool is, I reckon they'd be about five inches. Like, it's one of those things where, like, they're very humble, but it's a little bit skinny.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, substance to it. It's like a pencil penis, but 5 inches. So it will work out. It's still, like, average boyfriend dick.
Yeah.
But, you know, he stays quite clean.
Okay.
You know, there might be a little bit of cheese here and there in it. But, you know, nothing that a good shower can't wash it out with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about Chelsea?
Chelsea. Well, I don't know. Everyone's kind of forgot about Chelsea. So I guess it, as of right now, it would be a forgettable penis. Like
maybe one that's just sort of melted off the body.
Yeah, it's just like started leaking down the leg.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's he used to fuck pretty good and then stopped getting bitches. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he got something that wasn't appropriate to show people anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got. Like cancelled, maybe he kept sending like unsolicited.
He had the unsolicited dick pics and then got owned by like a I reckon he was doing it to like 13-year-olds or something.
Yeah,
and the 13-year-old was like, "That's so fucking tiny." And then after that point, they just stopped. Mm. And you know, maybe they're in prison. Who knows? But they should
be. Where are they? Yeah,
where are Chelsea? This is a personal call out to Chelsea. If we actually could find you, we would, but we have no idea where you've gone.
Sorry about that, Chelsea. Yeah, I don't know who you are or where you are.
Imagine some girl called Chelsea somewhere like, what's going on? Why does nobody know where I am?
Yeah, what about Lewis FC? You know, the big club Lewis.
Lewis?
Everyone loves Lewis.
Lewis?
Lewis. Aren't they massive? Aren't they a big team? Right, okay. If Arsenal were a penis, what would they be?
BBC.
BBC?
Mm-hmm.
Big Black Cock. Or British Broadcasting Company.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Able to go pretty much anywhere, anytime. You know, comes at 10 p.m. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Strong?
Sometimes can't finish, but he'll go down on you. And he's always got a bottle of water.
Aww.
At the side of the bed, yeah.
Mm.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of penis that I want to marry. A good 10 inches.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking about the marriage part. That's a lot. 10 inches. Now, I'd probably say it's like a good 8.
Yeah, because actually you wouldn't want to marry 10 inches because that's a lot to take on.
All the men with 10 inches are like, what do you mean?
Which is because all my viewers have 10 inches.
Do they?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all large. They're all Filipino with 10-inch penises, horny and autistic. That's my fan base.
I think Filipinos have it's like the 8th biggest penis.
I looked in the other day, I googled it, and I think it was like Sweden was real high up there.
Sweden's like number 4.
Because they're like real tall.
Mm, this is what I think about in my spare time.
Yeah. Hey, we are two girls that love statistics.
Yeah.
We're very smart.
Are you neurodivergent?
No.
Neurotypical?
Neurotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you?
ADHD, autistic.
Right, so there is literally, everyone, every single guest and every viewer of my podcast is neurodiverse.
Yay! Who's medicated?
I mean, I'm on medication, but it's...
Me too.
Yeah, it's like antidepressants.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the autism. Like...
Is it?
Yeah. No, so I never realised that I had autistic traits until... I started taking ADHD medication and that quieted that. And then I was like, oh, I have crippling social anxiety.
Oh,
what's
really?
Going on? And I just was like, why does everything have to be so specific and in order? And why am I literally having meltdowns over sounds and noises? And I'm like, well, because the ADHD isn't there going, it's all right, autism, just fucking chill out. So yeah, it's a crazy place in my brain.
And it's funny with autism. Autistic people are either very slutty or like asexual.
Oh, it makes you hypersexual.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. It makes you very hypersexual because even from a young age, I understood what sex was like so young.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, but I always think about things very logical anyway.
Yeah, you have less of this, the sort of social hang-ups, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not socially aware that putting a penis inside a vagina means that it lessens your worth. Do you know what I mean? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, the autistic description makes more sense.
Yeah.
There's
no logic. Like, so I read this thing the other day, where this guy was saying that a woman's body knows what the father of your baby's semen is in your vagina. So if you if you sleep with anybody else and your chemical balance goes in off. And I was like, can you please explain to me 1 second, sir, how my vagina would know which penis is the right one? I was like, because I keep sleeping with the wrong ones. So
yeah. And but it is true that each time you put a penis in your vagina that isn't your husband's, your like vagina sends out this curse on the world.
Oh, have you seen Teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about my vagina.
Yeah, yeah. So each time you put a penis in that isn't your husband's, it grows an extra tooth.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. So basically, if you've ever wondered why porn stars have like jagged edges on their penises and things like that, or it's bruised, it's just purely teeth. Mm.
Cats have spiky penises.
They do. And my cat's is so scary. So
have
my
you
cat.
Seen it?
Yeah, he has a thing about blankets. Yeah. He's been done. He just loves blankets. He's right. Really into it. And then suddenly, I'll just hear... And I'm like, right, are we making biscuits or are we doing the deed?
Please,
like, what's
make
going on?
Biscuits.
He's not making biscuits, but he tries to disguise it. And once it came out and it got stuck.
No!
I know, but it literally looks like... Have you seen Mr. Eric... Like, is it Mr. Carl Erickson from Up? Here's the walker thing that he's got.
Oh, yeah, the old man.
Yeah. The, you know, the walker thing with the tennis balls? That's what a cat's penis looks like.
No!
Yeah, I know. It makes me feel gross, but I had to take him to the vet.
So, like, they had to put it back in?
It happens to dogs, too.
Well, we had a dog growing up that, like, it comes out of its shell.
I know, it feels weird that we're on a podcast talking about animals bits. Speaking of that, did you see some girl talking about how she's going to fuck a horse?
There was a man who died fucking a horse, wasn't there?
Do you remember that scene in Jackass where that guy fucked a horse?
That was a thing in Jackass?
Yeah.
Was it?
Or did they just milk the horse? Yes, that's what they did. I thought he fucked the horse, but he didn't. They were like, we're not milking a cow, we're going to milk a horse, and to make the horse come, and I think they drank it.
Wow, early 2000s TV is actually...
That was the best.
I saw like, and it was like, that was like the TV for men, and then TV for women was like, they'd be like, you're really fat.
Yeah.
And then they would like make them get surgeries.
Size
like,
10?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah. Fatty, eating too much food.
Yeah, God, 2000 TV was fucking
literally
wild.
Oh my God, where I still watch some of that now. One of my favourite ones is Secret Eaters. So like, you know, they get them to... So basically the preface of Secret Eaters is one of those things where there will be two friends or a husband and wife or something like that, and they take them to a food factory, show them everything they eat in a week, all out on the table. Mm. And then they'd be like, right, we're going to give you a diet plan. And then they follow the diet plan for a week, but there's secret cameras in their house to show what they're eating. Then at the end of that week, they then go to a cafe, and they are so extra with this. This cafe is not a real cafe. It's a studio, and the whole thing just comes down. Like, imagine this wall just comes down. It's a huge, like, white, like, studio. With all this food on the table, being like, this is what you've eaten this whole week. You picked up two digestives when that wasn't on your diet plan, love. So that's why you're fat.
I swear, like, I saw one where they had like an alarm on the fridge as well. So yeah. It's like, I opened it and it was like, ding!
And the fat families as well. Yeah. Like, your son's gonna die because he's fat.
Yeah.
You know that. You're making him fat. How are you gonna run around after your kids if you're a fat, fat, fatty?
Yeah, and the guy, because there's that guy, he does it, and he does it like such disgust in his voice, and he's like, I was a former fat person.
I know, like actually coming from a former fat person, yeah. I used to be very big, yeah.
Really?
I was like, yeah.
How did you lose it?
Anorexia. Oh. I never got skinny enough to be actually like it was diagnosed, mm-hmm. And then they were like, but we're not going to do anything about it because you're still too fat.
Really?
And I was like, okay, I literally haven't. I've eaten like an apple in 2 days. I'm tired. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, don't do that. Please eat. Guys.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, this what I got here. This is hard work and eating a lot of food. So it's not nothing to do with that. I didn't really even lose that much weight when it was happening. So
That's what I would always see in my brain. Mm. Is so they used to put the camera right next to someone's face whilst they're eating, like an Indian takeaway.
Oh, and they did like the wide angle lens, and so it was like
it's like 0.5.
Yeah.
So every time I would eat, I'd be like, "That's exactly what I look like."
Like yeah, fucking 2000s TV trauma. Literally,
I feel like a lot of people collectively have trauma from that because like. What else? There was
Snog Marry Avoid.
I love Snog Marry Avoid.
Would
though.
You fuck this person?
Yeah.
Literally, I do not love that show.
Would you fuck her? Would you marry her? Or would you avoid her? And everyone's like, avoid.
Yeah. And I saw it side by side like the other day, and like they would give them like the weirdest like haircuts. They would have these weird like bobs and things. Almost like a kind of.
If you could put me on that show, what hair and outfit would you give me?
I would give you. A stylish bob, and I would get you a dress from Peacocks.
Okay, what color?
Probably like blue floral, and then like footless tights underneath.
Oh my god!
I got really do the sort of 2009 vibe.
Oh, I love that with like the Primark pumps.
Yes, that you kind of like. You don't put your foot in properly. Like, sort of,
and like the bottom just comes off a bit. You'll walk for 5 minutes and they'll fall
exactly.
apart.
Exactly. Yeah,
I love that
niche female experience. But guys, hopefully you can relate at home.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, we'd all wear these tiny little shoes.
Yeah,
but they'd fall off our feet.
To be fair, though, I do think we all fall apart as humans at some point. So you know, they can
really
relate
profound.
To that.
We're all at the end of the day a Primark item.
Yeah, literally just, you know, especially me, fucking $6 and then we get everything. So yeah, only for a while though.
Yeah, you get to see every pocket.
Yeah. Every little crevice of this pair of trousers here, $6, you can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, after a couple of years, they might break, but you know, that'll be a me problem. It won't be a you problem because the videos will always be there.
Exactly. And just a reminder that this podcast is sponsored by Our Holes, which you can find on the internet.
Literally.
By paying a small fee.
Yeah. That's it. It's literally sponsored by me putting things in places they shouldn't go.
Yes. And we are proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I? Yeah. I'm proud of it.
We're proud to bend over. Bend over for Britain.
Some would say clap for the NHS. I say clap your cheeks for the NHS.
Literally. And I mean, honestly, during like the pandemic, yes, key workers. But I feel like we were kind of.
I wasn't really there for the pandemic.
No, I was a webcammer during the
really?
Pandemic. Yeah.
What do I do? I was selling life insurance.
Really?
Yeah, that was good.
During COVID. Make a lot more during COVID?
You're gonna die. Yeah, but I was doing OnlyFans at the same time, right at the end. So I would wake up, and I used to work 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. doing this insurance company. I would get ready whilst I was on the phone, because obviously I was working from home, do pictures and all the stuff I needed to do in my lunch break, and then stay on OnlyFans until 2 a.m. talking to my fans, and then be back up at 8 o'clock, because I was like, I'm gonna get out of this job, I swear.
Yeah,
but that job was pretty good. I used to get paid like $7,000 a month, like what? Yeah, 5 to 7. Yeah, just because it was like uncapped commission. It was fucking great.
Oh my god.
And then I saw the CEO of my old company in skiing in France, and he was like, oh, I heard what you're doing, and like, oh, is it going well? And I was like, we're in the same place at the same time, it's a Tuesday. I was like, how do you think I'm doing? And he was like, that's fair enough. He's like, I'll always have a job for you. And I was like, I know, I might need it. No, I'm joking.
Can you remember what you earned your first month on OnlyFans?
Yeah, it wasn't even a lot. It was like $4,000.
Okay, mine, I literally earned 50 quid.
Oh really?
Yeah.
But I think my first month when I actually made the site and didn't actually promote it, it was like
$200.
It was probably basically. Like my cousins.
My
mum and my dad. Shout out to them for the 200 quid.
What did you start posting on? Was it TikTok?
Twitter.
Twitter. Twitter. Doing football stuff.
No. Twitter, I think I've always been big with Twitter. I used to have a big account when I was a kid because I was chronically online as a child.
It's pretty autism.
Unsupervised, like
access Tumblr and stuff like that, and then all those accounts got deleted. Not deleted, but I forgot passwords and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, I know how to use Twitter, so I'll use that. And then I branched out to TikTok. I failed in TikTok dramatically. I had no idea how it worked.
Right.
I would just do the same thing as everyone else. And also, I did look like a little emo when I first started as well. I had black hair. I had piercings all over my face.
Really? And ear
structure. My hair was like black and blonde. Like right. Black and then like big contrast. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to make myself look like a basic bitch. It's actually not that bad because I remember looking in the mirror to myself and being like, oh mate, you need to look girly. You need to look girly because you're gonna go look at, like, you're gonna go be with this pretty girl and you look like a man in drag. And that's just how it works.
But everyone is someone's niche.
Oh yeah, but I didn't want to be a niche. I wanted to be the biggest OnlyFans girl in the world.
Yeah,
so I just turned into a basic brunette and got lipo as well. You know what, for anybody who says that surgery should not be paid for on tax, I doubled my money just because I didn't have a pouch on my belly.
Really?
Yeah, I went through the most painful experience of my life just for my OnlyFans subscribers.
Oh my god, would you get it again?
No, I would never get any surgery ever again. I didn't even want it in the first place, but I was like, it's gonna make me money.
Yeah,
so
no, I didn't have it. Oh no, you look nice.
Yeah,
you
I don't told look you bad. I wanted to
yeah.
look girly.
Yeah. So that was that your first year?
Yeah, that was my first year. My first collab was Elle.
Right. I only started doing collabs like a few years in.
Yeah, I just did it wrong. I thought that you had to do collabs.
And did you have a following on Twitter when you started? Or
no. I literally started from nothing. Like, I was like, fresh account. I was like, I am a slut. I love this game.
And then you've been doing a lot of, like, yeah, you go to the Arsenal Stadium.
I do the interviews at the Arsenal Stadium.
Comment down below if you've been interviewed.
Oh, you should
by
be.
Bella.
Get yourself to the Emirates.
Go there.
And I love talking to people. Like, as much as I feel like I need to, I love talking, like, it's just my face. I just look like I look so uninterested in everything.
Oh, people say that to me. They're always like, you've got a resting bitch face. And I'm like, and people are like, oh, I seem very sort of unfriendly.
Yeah. I always get that. I thought you were a bitch before I met you. I'm like,
but I'm actually the best person in the world.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just look at me and I'll smile at you.
Yeah. So I had my fans send in some problems.
Oh, okay.
Because all my fans are horny, autistic, 10-inch penises.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a lot of issues.
Okay. I can imagine that. You know, especially if you've got to put on some shorts and the tip's coming out the end, summer's coming up. I can imagine it's getting quite hard for them.
Exactly.
So, you know, a bit of help would be fine.
So, we've got... First one is... I get no bitches, this person sent. What would you say to someone that wants to get more bitches?
Go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that. I peruse the streets.
Yeah. Literally. Just stand on the street corner.
Yeah.
And then when they see you, just go, it's 50 quid, love.
Exactly.
Like, and then one time someone will turn around and they'll go, I'll do it.
Yeah. And women really love that. Women really love men asking women to pay them.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. No, that's one of my favourite things that people do to me. Yeah.
So try doing that, lads.
Yeah. Maybe, you could try that or, like, maybe try a dating app. Like, maybe that would be the safest option.
Try a dating app and wash the tip.
Yeah. Make sure you wash your bum.
Yeah.
And behind your ears.
Sorted.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys.
You're welcome.
So, someone said, okay, is it okay to self-pleasure at work? In the toilet,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think that's absolutely fine. You know what? I feel like if you're building up that testosterone, you're going to get that. You're going to let the pressure get to you. You're going to be angry. You're going to be upset. There's no better way than rubbing one out in the toilet.
And I think you should, rub one out. As long as you're not going to get caught.
Nah, do it so you can get caught.
You might get fired.
Yeah, get a new job. Easy. Start an OnlyFans.
Yeah. To be fair, you could get the mail to write an article about you. Be like, I got. If a woman
that happened to her. We could just lie anyway. She'd be like, I lost my job because I got caught wanking at work. Just get the Sun to write an article about that and your OnlyFans would like blow up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do that. To get more stuff. I'm going to be like, I got fired from my makeup job. Yeah. Travel agent job.
Because I was sitting on the counter and DJing the decks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, it was...
DJing the decks? Yeah. I've never heard that phrase before.
You're not.
No.
No, because, you know, you're kind of like this and... You know, you can do that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Wicky, wicky, wah. This kind of looks like my doxy, to be fair.
Yeah. Flashbacks.
We're actually just holding sex toys. Yeah. The mics are actually hidden.
Yeah, I promise this has not been in anywhere.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think.
Smells a bit like vagina.
That's just my general aura. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone says that when they come in here.
Do they?
Like, fuck, it's sex. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I can tell that you have so much sex.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Like, you're sitting on that pillow because it's white and there's just cream pies coming out of you.
That is exactly
It's just leaking out.
Yeah, literally. This was pink when I bought it.
Whoa.
And now it's...
Your pH balance is so off. Yeah. That you, but it's now white.
Exactly.
Girl problems.
Yeah.
No, did you not know that? Wait, so a woman's pH balance, yeah? Just for the people at home. Sometimes the discharge that you get in your knickers can bleach them. So if you're
I've bleached a knicker before.
So like, you know, anyone who knows science, it's like your normal pH should be somewhere between like 7.2 or something. Or and then it's acidic and then alkaline. The alkaline makes it smell like... this is so gross. It makes it smell like what's it called? The stuff that you put in your hair. Acetone. No, wait. Peroxide. Is it peroxide? Yeah. Oh. It makes it smell like a bit weird. But then if it's too acidic, then it will bleach your underwear.
And what causes that? Like
body.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you've got a acid or alkaline pussy aura?
I think I've got, as soon as I pop in that boric acid, I'm fine. I'm doing 7.1s, 7.2s, I'm perfect.
Wait, so you're alkaline?
Yeah. Are you a BV or a thrush girl?
Thrush.
Oh, see, I'm a BV girl, which really? Is the worst one. Yeah, BV's the worst.
That's the fishy one, isn't it?
Yeah, so BV is basically where if you get the wrong bacteria, your pussy says absolutely fucking not. Like, absolutely not. And then it stinks. And this is where guys get the term fishy fanny from. And, like, it will just happen at the... Like, it's as soon as you have sex with someone that you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, every time I've had sex with someone that, like, it wasn't a good experience, I've got BV after.
So you're being punished by the vagina gods.
Yeah. I only get thrush if people use baby oil. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, don't use baby oil.
Stop it.
No, thrush.
I had thrush so bad in America. Like, I worked with Damien Daisky and he used oil and I was like, please don't do that. I was like, don't get that in me. And then for the week, like couple of days after, I was like, literal. Have you seen that woman that made bread out of her thrush?
I did see. And then did she make everyone sick something?
She's like, don't do it, guys. And then, like, because like this, and her whole tongue is covered in, like, thrush, because you can get it in your mouth as well. But, yeah, no, it happens.
Guys, just try to just use shop-bought yeast.
Yeah, just don't do it, guys.
Yeah, yogurt, you know, just try.
Oh, yeah, that's a good remedy for thrush, though. You can, like,
apparently it's not. It's a bit of an old wives' tale.
Shut up. I used it every
time. No, Greek really? Yogurt. You got yogurt. A yogi pussy?
Yeah. And then I get men to eat it.
Petit flou.
Petit flou. Yeah. It's full circle. We're back to the Frenchmen. Yeah, let's keep talking about it.
Yeah. Petit flou. Yeah, that's when I fucked that Frenchman. That's what he said. He said, petit flou.
Petit flou.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Because
it's French men. It's because
he pulled out a bit of thrush and was like...
Oh, God. Yogurt. Right, if you are eating at home, let me know down in the comments.
And tell me what you're eating, because I'm starved.
Yeah. Marmite. That's yeast.
I hate Marmite. Really? I think it's horrible.
Really? For a girl who gets a lot of thrush, I'm surprised you don't like Marmite.
No, I don't like Marmite. I like beer.
Beer's got a lot of yeast in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do like beer. Mm. I like beer, Marmite, and bread. I like, probably why I got to get yeast infections.
I like cracking a cold one at the football.
Yeah.
That's what I love doing. And then I just fucking look at girls' arses and go, core love. What's happening, girl?
And I... A simple way of life, but a meaningful way of life. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Just fists.
So, yes, whack one out at work.
Yeah, fine.
I think that's fine.
Do it. Dare you.
Okay, so this guy says, I can't tell if my boss is hitting on me or just wants to be friends. And I said, please do elaborate. What's she done? He said, she keeps making a big deal about how the two of us are going to go out for dinner.
Maybe she's firing you.
Yeah, to be fair. She might just be trying to fire you.
Yeah, she's like, she's fully in her head like, I don't want to do it. Like, everyone loves him. He's such a nice guy. But we did catch him wanking at work. So. And they're like, oh no. On the other hand, though, she could be. Don't recommend sleeping with your boss, though, unless it's for personal gain.
Have you ever fucked a boss?
Yes.
Really?
Mm. Where? At my house.
Oh, no, like, what kind of work?
What kind of work? I don't know. Yeah, it was at my life insurance job. I had to think about that. I was like, should I say? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So I did that, but it wasn't. But loads of people used to do it for personal gain at that job, because there was only a select number of women, and you really had to do the deed. You know the office work trend, like, you know, everyone's doing all the office girl in the office. That was literally me. That was me all the time.
Real life.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is appropriating your experience.
Yeah, literally, you're appropriating my culture. Yeah. Like, you don't understand how hard it is to flirt with people to get stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand. You don't get it. You know, I literally got groped all the time at work. People used to come and kiss me whilst I was on the phone. Shit like that, you know? And I'd just take it, just for my promotion.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, someone else was telling me the other day about bad experience, being a woman working in, I think it's like construction or something. And I was like, I know, all the jobs I've had before this, I worked in like mental health. So like everyone who worked there was like lesbians and gay men. And it was all very like safe space stuff, like all the time. So I was like, so I've never really had like a creepy work experience.
It's not even like creepy. It's just like, that's just the office environment. Like everybody shags everyone. Like I'm fully like, what the hell? Like for me, I was like, I don't even know why I did it. I think I'm one of those people where, I don't know, like we had just a bit of a, not a relationship, but it was like we were flirting with each other. I could never just have sex with someone randomly or for like something that I wanted, but I wanted to be like everyone else. Mm. I was like, everybody else is doing it and they're getting promotions, they're getting pay rises and stuff, and I'm not. So
peer pressure.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it was all right. Just, you know, it was just 5 minutes and done. It's all right. Not really.
Was he married?
No. He was quite young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but a lot of them are married, though. Like, a lot of them are married, and we're all at the office parties like, ooh, nobody started it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's bad. Office environment is bad. Before that, I worked in makeup companies. I did special effects makeup, hence the body paint.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that came about because I used to do it.
Yes.
And then I was like, maybe I could do it on myself and go outside.
Did you ever make a special effects penis?
A bulge.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, in films, when they do sex scenes, you have to wear a bracket.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah, so you have to wear, so your coochie parts don't rub, even if you're married or in a relationship or whatever, the two actors and actresses, you can't be getting down and dirty because otherwise you're on a corn set, all right? That's just the way it goes. No touching genitals, but sometimes you have to make them look bigger than they are.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, you know, but it's, then afterwards all the special effects people, like the CGI.
Yeah, they put in that CGI sort of green wriggly penis. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Deadpool when he's a baby with a massive penis, isn't it? What
is it?
I swear.
Is that a scene?
No, when he's regrowing, and then the guy goes, you look like a baby.
I haven't seen that one. I don't really watch movies anymore. I just watch myself.
You just like, sit there and watch your TikToks and go, she's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. I am like, wow, wow. Why is she not the most famous person in the world?
Most famous person in the Philippines.
Yes.
You would get off the plane at the Philippines and all these people would have the little signs going, Kat Barker, Kat Barker.
Basically. And that was Kat Baker.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
I swear it said Barker.
It's Baker.
Why have I always thought that?
You have insulted, you know, all my bakerites.
Maybe you could just like cut that out completely. But no, I was like funny. Convinced. I've known of you for years, and I'm literally like,
no, I know. I have had a few other people call me Kat Barker as well. Don't worry.
Where's the R?
At the end, just at the end.
That's where it is.
Yeah. I can't do that.
I taught myself how to do that when I was a kid.
I feel like British people can't really roll their R's.
No.
Like, oh no, sorry, English people. Scottish people can.
Can you do any accents?
Yeah, do you want me to do an Irish one?
Go on. I can speak Gaelic. Ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Dígavish, Conas Atarátú.
What does that mean?
Tá mé go maith agus go
maith. Tá mé go maith, yeah. It means hello, how are you?
Oh.
Yeah. I can do Australian too.
Okay, go for it.
What should I say? I didn't come here to fuck spiders.
Mm.
I came to film a podcast.
Right. Mm. I can do Northern Irish.
Go on.
Let's go. Oh, no, no, no. How near brown cow? How? Oh, there's a thing that. Yeah. They're like. I can do a Manchester accent.
You go on.
Because I used to have a great aunt and she would phone me.
Yeah.
And she would say, you like Kat, is your daddy there?
Oh. See, my nan is Irish and she would just go, if you don't get up them stairs, I'm going to beat you with a slipper. that's literally all I know. I know how to do a crying baby as well.
Okay,
that's,
go for it.
That's always fun. I'm going to hide my face though.
Okay. So weird. That's weirdly accurate.
I know, I just traumatized loads of new parents. Yeah. There.
I don't know what noises I can do. Let me see.
And a dog.
Guess what that was.
That was like a squeaky dog. Oh my god! Yeah.
That's. Why do you practice these at home? No. You're just born that way.
I can do the kids. I don't know, niche memes for me is a big subject.
Okay.
So I can do the guy that's like, apparently I've never been on the news before, but my grandpa put it on the TV. That guy.
Can you do the disgusting one? Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of yours left a shite in the toilet. Disgusting.
How much did that fresh Rolex set you back? An hour? An hour?
Can you do my accent?
Can you do my accent?
We've probably got like the same accent.
Yeah.
Are you from the southeast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that estuary accent.
Yeah, sometimes I go a bit South London if I'm like, if I'm, I don't know, it depends. When I'm out doing my thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's my little protector to just go straight into the...
Right.
But then when I'm on the phone, I'm like, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I feel like I can be... I was living in Bristol for like 4.5 years. And sometimes when I order a cider, I'm like, can I have a cider? And I'll be like, or I always get, can I get, and it's always whenever I'm at the bar, I'll be like, can I get gin, soda and lime, please?
Soda and lime.
Yeah.
Oh, this, just, I don't know, certain accents just can't. Oh, I could do the kid with the, you know, the kid, that the one on Vine where he's like, yeah! That he gets hit with the ball.
I don't know that.
Yeah! Oh my god, were you ever on Vine?
I didn't actually have Vine.
Oh no, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Just watch some compilations.
I always remember like back in the day, stuff we'd find funny. Like you would go on like, I think it was like funny.com. Like you would type in funny.com.
Cat videos.
Yeah, and you'd watch like a cat video or some really weird, like, racist cartoon. And it'd be like...
Yeah.
And when you're a child, like, people would be showing it. Be like, have you seen this?
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, Mate, I'd never realised how racist people were until I started working with black people and Asian
people.
I have to delete comments.
I think I saw you post a story and you were like...
It got taken... My picture with Jason Love got taken down because people were being too racist in the comments.
Yeah.
Got taken down for racism. That's bullying.
Fucking mad, isn't it?
And I was like, it's not even me.
Yeah. I'm literally...
But no, it was horrible. Like, actually, I never realised how racist people were. Mm. And like... Oh, it actually stresses me out. But even some girls in the industry say we can't say BBC, and I'm like, what do you mean? Every guy that I work with tells me to put BBC.
Yeah,
because it's a pretty blanket statement.
Yeah,
it's a news anchor on at 10.
I have, like, heard people say that, and then but then a lot of the black performers I know, they want to do that.
Yeah, because it's their niche, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, there's a lot of things that people find offensive in this industry that I find a bit crazy, because I'm just like, the thing is, with some porn terms, they aren't always the best description, because they were made about, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And then so it sort of carried on as
it just
carries
on, but then it's a category, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What category are you in?
I am in
nerdy teen.
Yeah, mine's like, even though I'm like, I remember, yeah, I did do sometimes, like, I've done videos with some other people and they've labelled it like teen. I'm like,
excuse me.
I'm 30 next week.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. I am going to be 30. I was just saying earlier, I'm gonna disintegrate into the air. Because when you're 30,
I turned 26 in America, and I sat on this beach, right, looking out into the horizon thinking, I'm going to die soon. I couldn't go over it. I was sitting there and I was just like, this is gonna be the end of my life. I'm in the MILF category. I'm sucking and fucking, I'm gonna expire. Do you know? And the worst thing about that is that it's true.
Luckily, I would say OnlyFans is like, you really can be any age.
No, but it's not even that. I think just in general, like, you know, look at, like, the Angela Whites or Rebecca Moore, like, all these women who are so wonderful and they are great at what they do. Like, Riley Reid's in her 30s, Lena, the plug. All these women are fantastic at what they do. And I think it only makes you better with age.
Yeah.
You know Maitland Ward?
Huh?
Maitland Ward?
No.
She did her first porn at, like, 41 or something.
Yeah,
she used to be mainstream actor.
So there you go. Thing, like, and then, but people always like,
it's not too late, Mum.
Yeah, exactly. My mum wanted to start. She's like, go on, give me that. I'm like, nah.
No, Mum, can you put your flaps away, please?
Yeah, I'm like, collab.
I feel like I saw a headline the other day that was like, mother daughter, like, OnlyFans collab.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that though.
No, you couldn't actually touch.
Mm-mm. No, because I. Yeah, it just people always assume that I'm really old as well. People assume that I'm 45. I get 45, 50.
I get people say, like, I can't tell if you're like 15 or 40.
Yeah, I get that too. But it's usually I can't tell whether you're 29 or 51. And I'm like, you know what? I think it might be the Ozempic face. I don't take Ozempic, right. But I obviously, where I've lost weight dramatically, my face is kind of like got a bit older, and my face and my body, obviously I have hips as well, so people are like, MILF. I'm like, no. I can't even. For me, I think that's the only thing that offends me.
yeah
I don't know what it is.
The thing that upsets me the most, and I've had it a lot recently, and we talked about it on the last episode actually, is people telling me I have bad posture. I've had people be like, I've been sat like this. And he agrees. He says I have bad posture as well.
Bad posture is quite a normal thing, though.
Yeah, but people were saying, why are you sat like that?
You should just be like, I'm auditioning to be the role of the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Exactly. So
like, I've got an audition. Don't be so insensitive.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm training.
She's fucking Frenchmen and everything just to get the lines right.
Exactly. I am training to be the Hunchback.
Yeah.
I do have... another problem. So this is actually from a woman. A woman sent this.
I love women.
I sometimes have women fans.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
It's because I love women. And my lesbian stuff's so passionate as well.
Yeah.
Like, I love passionate lesbian. Oil, scissoring, all that shit.
fave.
Great stuff. We do love lesbians.
Yeah.
If you're a lesbian, comment down below. So yeah, she sent in a voice note. She's in a bit of a pickle.
Okay.
I don't know if this requires advice or if it's more just a rant, but I thought it was pretty crazy. So let me turn it up. She'll have to.
Okay. So I had a car accident, and if you don't have insurance here, you go to jail. So I was calling my boyfriend, saying that I had been arrested because I didn't have any money on me. Basically, I live in Mexico. You can bribe anyone here. So I didn't have any money on me.
Allegedly.
I was trying to call him. I disappeared. And then I went to jail for 2 days. I never heard back from him. He had been looking at all my messages, though, because he was with some friends that I knew. And when I got home, he had moved out of my house, left the country, and we'd been together for 3 years, and for the last 6 months, I was supporting him. So he just left me in jail to rot after I'd been looking after him for the last 6 months.
Yeah. So ghosted after being in jail for...
Maybe she's too much of a smooth criminal.
Yeah.
Was it the Michael Jackson memorabilia that hit him off?
Maybe. Or maybe he was scared you were going to come out just like a proper hard man.
Yeah.
After spending a few days in jail.
I'll be honest with you.
Mm.
Men who ghost women, or women who ghost men, mummy issues.
Do you think? Mm. Wow. Why do you think?
Well,
that?
Because when you turn into an avoidant because you don't get looked after as a child, the first thing you do is run from any emotion that feels real.
Right.
And then obviously if you do have daddy issues as a man as well, you feel like you have like the physical right to be a provider and a protector.
Mm.
So when a woman is holding her own and never letting you in her space to be provided for.
Mm.
That's when they run. A little bit of psychology.
That is, we.
But hopefully, so I gave you a little bit of reasoning. If it's either his mum or his dad.
Yeah.
Either way, he's shagging his mum. So.
Yeah. He literally. Yeah. You don't be surprised if you find him dick deep in his mum.
Mm,
yeah.
Just find the pictures. They'll be there.
Yeah, definitely. I
check all his like YouTube history, things like that. It's got to be logged in somewhere. Check an iPad or something. Do something.
Also, I always find. You always get an answer in the end. Mm. I think they always come back in the future with some kind of like they get back in touch and you sort of find out some things
but you don't need closure. That's the main thing. Closure doesn't exist. So you literally just like pretend like people are dead. I literally have funerals for people that I don't want to see again. Like I think I was recently seeing this guy and he obviously didn't like the job. It's not, you know, people just aren't happy with this job and it's understandable, you know.
Yeah.
My hole's pretty used up by multiple people. It's quite an embarrassing situation to be in as a man, you know.
And he's got teeth.
Yeah, exactly. So you're a bit fucked if you're with an OnlyFans girl. It's why all of us are going to be sad and alone forever.
Mm. But a well-fed vagina
honestly
chopped off all those dicks.
Exactly. She's pretty happy, but you know, there's no point in being with us. We're too slutty. We're too much. We're too loud, and we make more
money
than you. You know, it's just not really a good ideal situation for a man to be in. So for us,
no men want.
But anyway, I went on a little rant there. I didn't mean to. Mm. But anyway, what was even the point of this story? Oh yeah. No, I've no idea. I've no idea.
Ghosting.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So they'll never give you the reason that you want to hear. You don't need closure.
Yeah.
Like
I always think if they've ghosted you, it's either that they're gay or they're fucking their mum.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. That's literally the first thing I think of. Mm. I'm like, you must be. Have you seen Baby Reindeer?
No, but I know like
any guy who doesn't fancy me is either a gay or I can't remember what she says. Or blind. That's what she goes. Any guy who doesn't fancy me is either gay or blind. So wow. Which one is it?
That's me right there. Damn,
that's actually how I feel. I'm like, excuse me.
There's a postman, I think.
What?
So I just answered the door to the postman.
I know. Why didn't you invite him in? Did he say he was gonna come in?
No, but he asked to take a photo of me.
Did he?
Yeah. And I stood there and I posed and I was like,
oh my god, how big was his package?
Wow, pretty big and pretty square.
Love it.
Mm. No, but I literally did just pose for him just now. Oh. I never know what the fuck to do in those. You know when they take the photo and I'm like this, I'm like, I was just holding it like this.
I'm usually received. Dragging my dog in, like, I'm like fighting the dog, trying to get her to stop going outside, and the postman catches me with my bonnet on, like, caught in 4K. Like, if you, like, the postman's gonna just leak them one day, it will be great. When
it'll
I get
be worth
when
a lot of money.
When I get famous, really famous.
Yes.
Mm, that'll be it.
Although, yeah, I mean, you are now pretty famous in the Philippines, having been on this podcast.
I love the Philippines.
Yes. Number one podcast.
You know,
in the
Filipino women are some of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yes.
I see a Filipino woman,
yeah,
and Filipino men, you guys, your eyebrow routines are fantastic.
As are women from Hertfordshire, allegedly.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. I feel like
from near Watford.
This whole time we've just had mad sexual tension.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should wrap it up and we should get a finger blast out of the way.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, good. So I've literally been like soaking the whole time.
Yeah. I've bleached this cushion has started to disintegrate because of all the acid I've been leaking. So yeah, thank you so much for joining me.
You're so welcome. Anytime.
So where can people find you? I mean, I'll leave your links
Everything is Green Girl Bella UK, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans. The blue and white website where you can allegedly see lots of things going on that I've spoken mm-hmm. about in this podcast mm-hmm. is down below as well.
Exactly.
In my Instagram, I'm not going to make Kat do that. She could do her own. You could go on my Instagram and find it.
We'll put all the important things down below.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for joining me. And any last messages for the world, do you think? Because you're about to die now. I'm about to kill you. So what would you like to say?
When I was young. have a wank at work.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, do it. I do it all the time.
yeah, me too. So thank you for joining me and we'll see you next one.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.